So the Gra's been discussing how to be mechanech daughters. V'kam bossi levakish meitech meoid meoid bebakasha gedolah v'atzuma v'shtucha. Very important, you should be madrich our children. Should tadriches b'nei saich, specifically the girls, which we discuss. Why is he focusing so much on the girls? Meoid shelo yetze mi p'em, how they should speak. They shouldn't speak with a klala v'shavua v'kezev. No klalais, only nice diburim. No lying. Kezev is a lie. And I'm a chloikas chasashon. Rak, a koil, b'shalim, b'ahava, b'chiba, they should love each other, u'benachas. It's a beautiful, picture of what the Gra is saying, how to be madras with children, to speak nicely, to strive for shalom. As we know, ein bracha, ein kli, shayres, shayre, elimitash, bracha. And you know, the main thing in this world is shalom, and therefore the Gra says we need to strive to teach our children and bring them to shalom. Bakesh shalom v'radvei, you have to run after shalom. Okay. And you see that at the end of davening, we've asked for everything in Shemona Esrei, right? We've asked for refuah and parnasa and yeshua and das and slicha. We've asked for everything. We asked for everything. What happens at the end of davening? Elokai. I have one more thing. Yitzor l'shoini meira. Please protect me from speaking badly. Usfasai midaber mirma. I shouldn't speak mirma. I shouldn't speak, you know, things of falsehood and trickery. Mirma, and that's right away, right? And right away we talk about how to speak right after the bracha of shalom. So you see, this is really the ultimate darga is how a person speaks, speaking mitach shalom, speaking ba'ahava. It's a tremendous dagger because the speech is the expression of what's inside the person. A person speaks rough, and a person speaks tough, and he's always fighting with people. That's really expression of who he is in his deepest essence, and that's the problem. And therefore, it's very, very, very important to ourselves work on this inyan of speaking nicely, speaking b'shalom, not getting b'kas, etc. Okay. He says another interesting point here. He says, "Mihine, yishli kama sifrei Musar im Lashon Ashkenaz." Fascinating. He says, "I have sifrei Musar that have German translation." So the Gra bought. Sounds like the Gra bought the art scroll Misil Sishar. And that's what it sounds like. So why did he buy the art scroll Misil Sishar for? Some he didn't need it for himself, so he probably bought it to have in the house. That's basically what he's saying. It's unbelievable, his idea. So he says, you know, girls back then, I think what the Gra is saying is really, really revolutionary, because girls back then did not know how to read. You know, it says in the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Sfira Sa'omer that women shouldn't necessarily count Sfira Sa'omer because they don't know what they're saying. In other words, when they would say "Hayoyim Yoyim Echad Ba'omer," they may not understand what that word means. Okay, that was to the degree that they did not understand to learn "Yoyim Yoyim Echad Ba'omer." Now that's already beyond the scope of their havana. So you're talking about a very, very large degree of lack of knowledge. Yet the Gra says, "I have to buy them Sifrei Musar in German." In Lashon Ashkenaz, maybe Yiddish, whatever. In Lashon Ashkenaz, and I bought them the language, the book in their language, so that they could learn Musar. You have to learn Musar, like it says in Mishlei, Hachzik b'Musar al teref yodcha. Don't let go. Don't let go of Musar even for a moment, because you let go of Musar for a moment, then your inspiration just dissipates. So this, I was listening to a vart from Reb Uren Reich in the car. So he says a gavaldik vart. He said it over from Manchester Rosh Hashiva, and he said he heard it from him. He said that Yisrael heard, basically Yisrael, and he heard Kriyasamsef and Muhammad Zalmalik. So everyone asks, what was so special that he heard about Muhammad Zalmalik? So he said, Pshat like this. He said that we think if we would go to the Siyam HaShas and you see the G'dolei Ador saying Yemei Shmei Rabbah, and you see all this Maimed also, we think we would be Givaldika inspired. So he says, what happened by the Muhammad Zalmalik? Moshe lifted up his hands, and Israel was unbelievable. They were davening, and they govern Israel. They got murdered, inspired by Moshe Rabbeinu. They reached a dagger that their tefillos were answered. What happens? It dissipated. So he said over Mamar says Pasuk, Hachzik b'musar al tarif. If you have an inspiration, you got to musar it. You have to musarize it. You have to concretize it. And you can't just, rely on that type of inspiration. So you need to learn musar. Musar is the tools, is a svarim. It gets into your neshama, gets into your brain, gets into understanding your challenges and every part of life. It's an unbelievable tool to learn Musar. So Yesh Nikam Sefer Musar in Moshan Ashkenaz. Yikru'uhu Tamid. They should be constantly learning Musar. Yikru'uhu, they should read Tamid. I want the girls to read it all the time. The Chol Shekein B'Shabbos. Chol Shekein B'Shabbos. Now this term is very interesting. Chol Shekein Shabbos, Kodesh Kadoshim. Usually we say Shabbos Kodesh. She says Shabbos is Kodesh Kadoshim. And it's mamash out of this world. Shabbos, just like Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim in was not meshubit to Teva. It didn't have the rules of Teva. Just like by Kodesh HaKadoshim, the pshat is that it was muata machzik samaruba. It wasn't guided by these, right? You could have the Aron Kodesh there and it didn't take up space. Space didn't exist. It was not part of this world. It was above space. Shabbos is above Teva. Maybe that's why the Tzarech Shabbos, a person spends money on Shabbos, is not part of the Cheshbon, because there is no Cheshbon when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is above those types of Cheshbonis. Shabbos is a world of main Olam Haba. You spend money on Olam Haba. You're connecting to something which is far greater. Shabbos is Kodesh Kadoshim. When you ask Ella of a Sifri Musar, they should only read Sifri Musar. You shouldn't read other things. And therefore, I instruct you to constantly teach our girls to learn Musar. It's unbelievable zach. So even girls can't learn. You constantly be learning Musar. So I would take out of this a little Musar that men also should learn Musar. If he's saying that the girls learn Musar, I would assume that the men should also. So we should be neschazik in our limud Musar, and this safer. It's a good tool to do that. And next tomorrow, I want to talk about this, that he says to do it on Shabbos. There's a big, big tumult in the Poskim, but you can learn Musar on Shabbos. So I want to talk about that from the perspective of the girl. All right, Rabbi Isai.